everybody, Jeremy Foster here. Thanks for coming back to Tidbits of Code and Node. This time I'm going to talk to you about a little bit of a workflow process involving Gulp and using Visual Studio Code for Gulp and for running Gulp tasks as well as other tasks. So this will just be a little short piece of information for you. Hope it helps you in your daily life as you're writing code. So let's go ahead and jump right over here to, I'm going to go to my command line first, and I'm going to set up a project. I'm going to go to a temporary location and make a file called my project, and then I'm going to code my project, which essentially opens that folder in Visual Studio Code. So here we are in Visual Studio. Now, you may or may not know how to get started with task running and workflow options like this. So all you really have to do, let's go ahead and start off with a basic index.js where we say, it's called index.js, and we're going to say console log, this is index.js. We'll just start with a really basic application. I'm going to go ahead and cd into my project, and I should be able to run that now, and it says this is index.js, about as simple as it gets. Now, if I want to get into some tasks, all I have to do is create myself. I'm going to use Gulp, so I'm going to create myself a Gulp file, gulpfile.js, which was created inside of my project, so that exists in here. And in my Gulp file, I'm going to need to bring in a requirement on Gulp. So this equals require Gulp. And if I run this now, note this, it's going to say, oh, it didn't have any problem with that. But if I try to run Gulp, it's going to say local Gulp was not found. You do have to have Gulp installed both globally and locally in order to run it. So I'm going to npm install Gulp. Now, when you install something like Express or most any other npm module that you're using in your application, you do npm install that module or these modules. You can refer to multiple ones. And then you use the dash dash save. And the save means put this in my project, put this in my package.json. Well, when you're saving something like Gulp or maybe JS Hint or Lint or any of these other developer style modules, you don't want to save those as dependencies of the application. You want to save them as dev dependencies. So let's go ahead and jump back here. And before I install that, actually, I'm going to create myself a package.json file. You'll see, let me go ahead and list this out. There's no package.json. And now I do npm init, yes, and it's going to create a package.json file for me. So now there it exists. So now I'm going to install Gulp, and I'm going to use the dash dash save dash dev. And that's going to not only install Gulp, but it's also going to save that as a dev dependency. And when it's done here, I'll show you my package.json file so you can see that it exists as a dependency. So let's look at package.json, and here's a dev dependency on Gulp 3.9.0. Great, that means that now I can type Gulp and it should be okay. Now, it does say that the task default is not in your Gulp file. That's because we haven't created it yet. So let's go ahead and Gulp task, and let's create the default task. This just simply needs to be a function, and for that function we'll simply write console log we're running the default task. Save that. Now I can run at my command line gulp. When you just say gulp, it runs the default. You can also say gulp and then the name of the task. In this case, it's default. We're running the default task. Now, the thing that I really want to show you, though, is this is how Gulp works. But what I really want to show you is how Visual Studio Code works with Gulp. So as far as Visual Studio Code is concerned, Gulp is just one of the options for running tasks. You can use Gulp, you can use Grunt, and I don't know about any others, but feasibly there could be other task runners. And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask Visual Studio to run this for us. Now, let's just say I completely forgot how to do this. I'm in Visual Studio Code, and I go, well, I know it had something to do with tasks, so I'm just going to hit Control-Shift-P. That's like the one keyboard shortcut that you should definitely remember, because now whatever I type in here, it's going to find it amidst all the commands that Visual Studio Code offers. So I'm just going to type the word task. Well, there's a bunch of options here. And actually, run task. That's what I want to do. I want to run a task. So if I choose that, Notice that in my bar here now, I have task space. It's telling me, here's how you run a task. You just type task space. And it's even enumerating the tasks that are available to me. It notices that I have a task here called default. So it allows me to type task default, and you can see in my output window that it's actually running that default task. Now, you don't have to do this every time where you go to task, run task, and then type default. Once you learn what the command is, now you just hit control P, type task space default, enter, and you're running that task. So that's just another tidbit of code and Node for you. Hope it helps. See you next time.